Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, Deezer, Blog Talk Radio, Podbean, Stitcher, Radio Line, TuneIn. I said Spotify, right? I think I got them all. There's like 15 of them or something. I don't know. Too many to count. We're on like friggin' fucking everywhere.
Right.
Well, right now we're supposed to be in the studio with our guest, Cleaver, but not sure what's going on. Anyway, hopefully they'll be here soon because this is like their 1 week, to like be here. Anyway, so we are here. Anyway, it's important to me. I'm here. Anyway, come on out this Friday night. Friday the 15th of November. We're doors open at 7 p.m. This is at Malone's in Santa Ana. It's 604 Dyer Road, Santa Ana, California. So come on out, Malone's. Not to be mistaken with Molly Malone's. It's not Molly Malone's. It's Malone's in Santa Ana. So come on out and join us for a great time. We've got some amazing bands. I've got so much stuff going on. So we've got, let's see. Anyway, if you've ever seen Caddyshack, you know what the hell's going on when I do that. But yeah, we've got some really great bands. Let's see, how all do we got? If I could find the page, I'd be fucking happy. What's going on with you, James? Anyway, this is Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, aka Jenny and the Muse.
What's up?
Here at got the right one. Yeah, here at LA Talk Radio. We're looking out our windows at amazing, gorgeous weather. A little hazy, but that's probably because of all the fucking fires. God only fucking knows right now if there's something going on, because there's always something going on. It's L.A. We burn and we quake.
Burn. Hollywood burn.
We burn. We burn and shake. No, wait. Burn. No, wait. Wait. Burn and shake. We shake burn and quake. Bake. We burn and quake. Oh, shake and bake. We're the shake and bake. Ah, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. L.A., where you can get shaken and bacon. And get shaken and bacon. Here we go. Cleaver in the house. So Friday night, two nights from now, come on down to Malone's. Only $12 to get in. That's pretty reasonable, I think. I'm setting up an online ticket right now. If you want to go online and like, there's a discount. Say, well, I've been trying to, but my computer is broken. Do you know how hard it is to do anything without your computer?
Library has computers.
And when the fuck do I have time to go to the library? Are you shitting me? I work two full-time jobs and run this business. Anyway. He's insane in the membrane. Don't listen to his ass. We've got two stages at Malone's, though. We've got Fallen Fury is on from 7:15 to 7:40 p.m. Hollywood Nightmare from 7:45 to 8:15. Cleaver from 8:20 to 8:55. We got Carry On from 9 to 9:30. Anxious Annie from 9:35 to 10:05. We got the band Eden from 10:10 to 10:40. And we got Black Sabbatha, which is a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band from 10:45 to 11:35. And then we have Nightmare, which is an Alice Cooper tribute band from 11:40 p.m. to 12:40 a.m. And then Christ. At least that's how it looks. I was spelled K-H-H-R-Y-S-T. Christ. From 12:45 to 1:15 a.m. People, a.m. And that's our lineup there. And then in between bands and, in between bands and artists and whatever playing. And in between bands and while the bands are playing, actually, because he can do it out on the back patio. There's an area where they could actually, he could actually perform. It's Dangerous D.
Oh, wow.
He, and his shock party, I guess. The shock freak show party kind of thing. It's crazy. Let me actually hold that thought. 1 second. I can tell you exactly. Anyway, so we're going to have a good time at Malone's.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
What do you mean okay?
Did you advertise?
I'm working on it.
I take that as a no.
I'm working on it.
I take that as a no.
Okay. You can. Hello. I had to update the page. Mm. I have to update the Facebook page before you can even promote it. There's no point in doing it if the information is wrong. I had to fix stuff. Because jack wagons. Anyway, it's been fixed. So now everything's been updated. And I'm trying to get everything going. I'm down the fucking computer, man. I need a computer. Give me a fucking computer, why don't you? Goddamn Rent-A-Center. Give me a fucking computer. Asshole. To check all your people and
shit. I'm not talking about Rent-A-Center. I'm talking about you make them enough money to buy yourself a computer.
Yeah, that's next week. Anyway. McDonald's. Anyway. So.
Anyway, you still make enough money.
Okay, let's not argue on the air.
Why not?
Hello?
It's Real Talk on the Block.
I don't give a fuck. Anyway, we're here with Cleaver today.
What's up?
That's what's important right now. Not retardedness. What's up, Cleaver?
Advertising the show they're going to be on is stupid.
I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, can't fucking advertise something if it's not updated. Mm-hmm. Now it's updated. Now I can advertise. Because that's false advertising if you don't fucking put it up right. Anyway, it's on there right now. So can we talk about Cleaver and them being here from Santiago, Chile?
Yeah.
That's what's important right now.
Yeah.
What's up?
Stuck in the traffic.
Where are the other members? Are they still
stuck on the 101?
Jesus Christ. See, this is why when you got to be somewhere for 2:45, you leave at like 12.
That's what I told them.
You got to leave really fucking early. You have to, or else, you know what I mean?
Because this is only a 15-minute broadcast. You don't even know what traffic you're going to run into.
Yep.
You know
that's why you got to leave extra early.
Most of the time,
I'm surprised we were on time. I'm surprised.
Up and go. Thank God I can see my house from here, which is cool.
That's good.
But the other fools.
You're right.
They on the other side of the town.
So we got, what, two more shows for Cleaver before they leave to go back to Santiago?
That is correct.
A little bit. We got this Friday at Malone's, which I'm working on getting some more advertising. And I fixed the event page now. It looks right. Couple bands. It is what it is. Sometimes, you know, like, oh, we're trying to do a crossover. People trying to do like fancy shit, and sometimes it don't work. So you like, no, I'm putting it back to the way that fucking I originally had it. But we have 9 bands, and I already said the bands, and we have Dangerous D, who is going to be doing his freak show, his shock party, nice. I guess, in between and during bands. So it's gonna be fun. You know, so we got something going on at all moments of the entire experience.
His
fully immersive experience.
His buddy's going to be here. The other guy, who is him?
Yeah, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. But yes, I think he might be coming with him. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'd like to get his entire like freak show thing that he does at fucking Knotfest. When he does like when he goes and he does like stuff like Knotfest and Ozfest and other stuff like that. When he brings his freak show, like he has a full entourage. And they're fucking crazy. This is one chick who swallows fucking swords and balloons and like crazy shit, like, you know. And then he's got somebody. I don't know if it's her or this other dude was doing fire. They play with fire. They do crazy shit, dude.
How these people get to do that?
I don't know. They like
how
it.
How they try it.
It's but
like, I don't know. It's
like a superhero thing.
That's what I think.
In a movie, at some point,
I agree.
Something happened. Oh, fuck. I can cut and nothing happens.
Right?
I know one of the acts, they had a certified fire inspector person that was with them when we did a show at Petey's place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she had a person that was, like, certified with the had the licenses for her to do the fire.
Yeah, well, Jessica herself, Cinder, is actually licensed herself. She's actually licensed to play with fire.
But
Lillian might not be yet.
Here in the U.S., you get a license to do that?
Yeah.
Everything. You get a license to do anything.
It's licensing and insurance. So it's like it insures you, so if anything were ever to go wrong, you're insured.
You burn yourself up. You burn the building up. Some places let you do it inside the building. Some places don't let you set fire in the building.
Can you see if Ronan got my emails? I know he can hear me. He's listening. He's always listening. He'll type something on the screen in a moment. I'm just kidding. All of a sudden, like, it's like creepy. It's like a ghost in the machine. All of a sudden, this little box will pop up on my screen and he'll talk to me. let's see what. And then you're going to go, let's see. Then Saturday night, we have Universal Bar and Grill. Correct?
It is actually.
Oh, sorry, wait. No, the other.
The North End.
Their new one, the North End.
The X Parlor Room.
Yeah, right. The X Parlor
6428 Yucca Street in Hollywood, California.
That's their new venue that they just bought, right?
Correct.
So that shout out to Greg and Terry.
Indeed.
From the Universal Bar and Grill. And
shout out to Lisa.
The North End. And, yeah.
Yes, yes. Shout out to Lisa as well.
Okay, cool.
And we'll see you guys there at 9 p.m. It'll be a good time to start showing up.
And what guys, what kind of
$7 cover?
I love it when people ask me questions on Messenger. Are you going to be able to work the door for my birthday show again this year? Of course I do it for you for free of charge. It's Warrior Dave! Oh, Jesus Christ. Saturday, December 7th. Yeah, I'll have to switch my shift, but I got you. Whatever. So I'll figure something out. Anyway, it's always funny. People are always asking me for stuff. Oh, yes. Awesome. See, I had him. I sent him songs from Cleaver.
Nice. Very
when
cool.
I downloaded them from the ones that I got sent. Carlos had sent me through, I don't know, what do you call it? One of them apps. Dropbox. Yeah, I downloaded everything and I put it into a special folder called Cleaver in my Google Drive. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
So I can just boom, I can just access it. I jump on there, boom, boom, boom. There's the songs, and then I just email them to him. See, so why are you so
jealous? Honey.
Jealous, honey, right there. He's doing that. He's putting
which
that over
your,
right now.
Which one is your favorite, actually?
Oh, what's the last one you do? The very last one you always guys do? Always do?
The Anger.
I love that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I love all the songs, but I like that one. And Why You're So Jealous, Honey is really funny. Is that the one we go? Ooh,
that is correct.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that stuff. Yeah.
That's definitely radio material.
The last one is
that's what I'm saying. Straight to. It's something, FM. You know, and I like Bipolar's really good.
Bipolar's very, very powerful song. The group songs.
I like all the songs, to be honest with you. They're all great.
It's all hits, every one of them.
But certain ones that, like, on stage, you're just, like, mesmerized.
Of course. And then you're sitting there going, these guys are
awesome.
I like, my favorite is, like, the slow one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's
really good.
Wonderful tune.
I know how. Yeah.
How about
what's the name of that
cover?
I'm breaking. That's good.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff. I know. I sometimes it's funny thing. A lot of people don't know this about me, but instead of when I listen to playlists and shit, like I make playlists on like Spotify, or I make playlists, you know, like in my music and mm-hmm. stuff whenever I'm listening, and I'll go to listen on my headphones or something, and boom, people don't realize I actually play all the local bands and all the bands, like the bands I manage, like the bands I manage, all the local bands that I work with, deal with, that have been either been on my radio show or played my concerts or both or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Killset. I listen to Dirty Machine.
Nice.
I listen to Cleaver. Nice. I listen, you know, I listen to the bands.
Sorry,
that,
I was putting my ass off after running up to the building.
I listen to the bands that make me happy, like Hurt in the Heartbeat.
Hell yes.
And their that's song, good, and they, an awesome and they have a song again, called Betty it. White. Bands bring me swag every time people are on my show. They bring me t-shirts and CDs and bumper stickers and pins and all kinds of shit.
Nice.
Sometimes tickets to give away. It depends on the band.
Yep.
You know.
But what how about the? I'm sorry.
What do we have today?
What do we have today? Whatever you want, we'll have them.
Damn.
Don't say that to
don't
a woman.
Sexy
don't say dog. That woman.
So what about the recap on that rainbow show?
Oh, yes. I want to talk about that. Yeah. Oh, a t-shirt would be cool.
Of course.
I think I've worked damn hard. I've earned my t-shirt, guys.
I'm going to get you a cleaver morph suit. How about that?
What's that?
A morph suit.
What's that?
You never seen a morph suit? Made of like spandex. You just put it all over your head. And it's your whole body. From head
really
to toes.
Badass.
And then you zip it in the back. And
I'm kind of scared, though.
It will say cleaver all over you.
I'll sell for a t-shirt right now. Anyway, yes, we had an amazing show at the Rainbow. Let's see. That's since amazing. Last,
a lot of people there.
Since like last episode. Okay, we had a show at the 5-Star Bar.
Correct.
It only consisted of two bands, but it was two amazing bands. And we had Grunge Inc. And
very
we had Cleaver. Both amazing sets. Both amazing completely. As the star of the show, Carlos Cleaver!
What's up?
Grab a chair, Carlos! Thank you. Share a microphone.
Of course.
What's up, guys?
Share a mic.
What's up?
He's a mic. Okay. We had a great time, though. It was a lot of fun. 5-Star Bar. I love 5-Star Bar. It's one of my favorite venues in L.A. And not just because they gave it to us for a year for free. I'm just kidding. No. I managed to get away with it for a long time. I love you, Marco. Thank you so much.
Sound guy. Shout out to Sound Guy. Really
sound
nice.
Ken rocks. Oh, wait, no. Sound
no,
that Guy.
Was,
that night was Charlie.
Charlie was Charlie. The name. Yeah,
Charlie does an amazing job,
tall
too.
Tall guy, right? Tall guy?
No,
Ken is the tall guy. Charlie's
well,
the short
Ken
guy.
Ken was a nice guy, too.
Yeah, Ken's the tall guy. Ken's from the Halloween show.
Halloween and then
Ken's from the Halloween show, and Charlie was from the other night.
Amazing. Come on,
and Charlie
eating.
Was
it's a good sound system. Yes. A lot of most of the bands that play there, they like the acoustics of it.
Who was the little dude who was working with him? That's what he's either a barback or another what do you call
like
bartender or something.
Sound tech.
Type.
No, he was helping
he's
with the
training.
Sound. Yeah, he's
no,
training him.
Charlie's training him to use the equipment so that he could be a backup sound guy in case Marco needs him. Shout out to Marco Cordova. What's up, Marco? Shout out to all of our owners for all the bars. Shout out to the Rainbow Bar and Grill. I don't know who the new owners are. It's still the family, you know. That hasn't changed. Unfortunately, he passed, but it's still in the family. But the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to Nick Fuoco, who is our guy there for Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. And speaking of that, at the Rainbow Bar and Grill this last Monday night, 2 days ago, on the 11th of 11. 11-11. We had four really fucking amazing bands. That was a rocking killer goddamn show. We always have badass shows at the fucking Rainbow. Every show I've had at the Rainbow has been amazing so far. All the bands have been killer. It's been an incredible experience, and we had some great bands. We had Worldwide Panic. They did an unplugged acoustic set. We had New Ritual. Female fronted. My
fucking
God.
Off the charts.
Jesus Christ. She's fucking amazing. Hot. She sounds amazing.
Shout
she
out
looks
to
amazing.
Everyone in your
God.
Ritual.
Shout out to all
Dave,
the guys. Oh, everybody.
Danny, I'm sorry. AJ,
yes.
Richard, DeSanti.
All
shout out to
amazing.
Their manager, Mike Nagel.
Yes, amazing band.
Awesome.
Shout out to all of them. Fuck yeah. They played at 10:30. We had Cleaver.
Indeed, Cleaver. Yeah. Okay, yeah. What a
the most incredible
band,
Cleaver from Santiago, Chile.
Cleaver was so good the other night.
Oh my God!
That the people
amazing.
Were up, that was up by the bar, they came down.
They literally, they all moved forward
when y'all started rocking.
Yeah.
Proof, if you don't believe.
That's badass. Yes.
They were sitting by the bar when y'all started getting down, man. They moved down and moved closer so they could see you guys.
I keep saying that you guys are the next big thing. Yeah. Like, I think you should be, like, one of the next big fucking things that should hit here.
That's not the first time I heard that.
Not just here in America, but around the world, you know what I mean? Like, not just in your back door of Santiago, Chile. You should be huge here in America, and you should start getting huge in, like, Europe and UK and Japan and fucking Australia and wherever else, you know, they love this kind of music.
What was the guy that was at the alley? The guy at the alley?
Oh, John Strand?
He said you guys were...
Yes. He
gave y'all the same compliment. You guys can be huge.
Jimmy from...
Yeah.
We have a very good...
You have a great sound.
Yeah.
You really do. Speaking of that, I want to play one of the songs. He's got three loaded up here on the screen. I don't know if he had, if I everything went.
But for us, the show was incredible because DJ Will put the national anthem.
The national anthem for Chile.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
A great feeling.
That was amazing. I thought that was badass. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it was the ending of the anthem. So the ending of the anthem is kind of the climax of the lyrics, which says the asylum against oppression, which is very lifelike and related to what's happening now in Chile. So it was very, very touching for us.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, because you guys got unrest and rioting and craziness going on because it's becoming, a dictatorship again?
Yeah, it's kind of. We have a military in the streets and repression. And all the people wanting and demanding better conditions for life,
right?
And get shot by police is just not good.
It has been like four awful weeks in the country. It's some 4 weeks that I have never imagined in my life. I never imagined. I don't know. I didn't leave the dictatorship.
Right, right.
I was hurt with my mom and my father, of course.
Wow.
And I see it, and we're really far away and kind of away of all the problems. And it's hard, man. It's hard.
Right.
You see a lot of
because it's your family. That's your parents, siblings, aunties, uncles, and everything. I don't know if you guys have
girlfriends.
And when
girlfriends,
everything was going down. You know, the last 2 days was just like the first 2 days.
The riots start
because the government is not doing what the people want.
It's like,
right.
We haven't.
Yes, we need a new constitution. We need a new way to do things in Chile, and that's why people it's in this riot. It's not going to stop until they realize that we need something new, a new constitution that will
starting with a new constitution.
That's for a start.
Okay.
Well, why don't we start off? Let's say this is, Cleaver.
Yep.
Right.
Co-managed by myself and Rod Toledo from K&M Productions, L.A.
Yes.
Get Real Global Entertainment, of course.
Yes. Fuck yes. And these four amazing people right here.
You guys introduce yourselves.
Introduce yourselves.
And what part of the group are you in?
Start with here, and then we'll work our way that way.
Move way across.
I'm Carlos. I'm the lead singer and the guitar player of Cleaver.
Carlos Cleaver. That's why it's Cleaver.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't get more Cleaver than that.
Cleaver.
I am Tiger. I'm the drummer of Cleaver.
He's Tiger.
Tiger.
Drummer.
Yeah, I might say my real name, but it's kind of hard for you, so Tiger is good for you.
You say what
Tiger's
what,
fine.
You say whatever you want to say.
That's a drummer's name.
You say it however you want to say it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him play. He's like great name for him.
Right.
Yeah, actually it
like
is.
Like
Yeah. You should see some of the pictures I took and the facial expressions. Dude, it's fucking badass. All of a sudden, you'd be like, there you go. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Action shots. Tiger.
Slash.
You're all great to take pictures of, but holy shit. He's just like,
It's definitely
animal. The facial expressions are awesome.
Yeah, because he's the only one who forgets the camera is there. So,
that's the great thing about being the drummer.
You can't get more real than that. You can't get more real than that.
That's the great thing about being the drummer, though. You can hide behind everybody else and have facial expressions up there.
And that's why I do it. That's why I do it. It's the only way to get in a caption, man.
Okay. Now introduce yourself.
I'm Charlie. I'm lead guitar and backing vocals for Cleaver. I've been here 3 years. The older of the band. So
one of the original members. Yes. Nice.
You're the original Chuck Schuldiner from Dead.
The one and only.
You added him 3 years ago, basically, right? Okay. And then how long ago did you
join? Two years.
So you're the newer of the member. Now we have a missing member. I know he's... have him introduce... Can he introduce himself? Yeah.
My name is Pablo.
My name is Pablo.
Yeah.
Get up, guys. First word in English.
No, what music instrument you play? What do you play?
Bass guitar.
Yeah. All right.
Second word.
Hell yeah.
3 weeks in a
Give him the green card right now.
He's learning English.
Forget the green card. Give him a fucking citizenship right away.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's do this.
Hell yeah. All y'all get it.
Probably be a better... Well, he'll be a way better citizen than fucking certain people. Right. The ones that run the country. Anyway, orange-faced gremlin. Yeah. Anyway, I don't like him. He looks like a Cheeto. Looks like a giant Cheeto.
Nobody
a talking
does.
Cheeto?
Nobody does. Nobody does. Whole over the world. Cheeto.
I don't even think he likes himself. Fuck him. And his communist wife. He says,
you know she's here on an Einstein visa?
No, listen. He says, I'm taking away all aid to foreigners and this, that, and the other thing, and blah, blah, blah. You can't be a citizen. I said, your fucking wife's only a citizen because you married her ass.
Right.
And you giving her foreign aid all the time. She getting all kinds of money from the United States government. Fuck all you.
Yeah.
Cheers to that. We got a dick dictatorship right here in America.
Yes, we do. Orange dick.
Orange
tatership.
Dick. It's like dating Chester Cheetah. But he's got spots on his dick too. From Melania.
Does he have a spotted dick? That's like the English dessert.
Spotted dick.
Spotted dick.
Well, he's married to Melania. Who fucking knows? Yeah. Is she like an ex-stripper or hooker or some shit?
Yeah, they got pictures of her in the bikini.
Porn star. Some... I don't know. Whatever the fuck she is. Anyway.
Who is the fuck of that guy? Anyways?
She's dumbass. What we care about is Cleaver. And right. Let's see. I got some songs on the board. I don't know if I want to blow our load too early by playing "Why Are You So Jealous," honey.
Okay. Nobody does.
Sick bitch. Welcome to my show, motherfuckers. Well,
this for sure. You wanted that with blue balls at the end of the show.
Right. Melania. I'm just kidding.
No, she likes orange balls. What are you talking about?
She likes playing tennis.
Green balls?
Tennis balls. Tennis balls.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball?
Dodgeballs.
Yes, she likes
dodgeballs.
She plays dodgeball all the time.
Right after he has his Mickey D's dinner.
As long as he doesn't come through my fucking McDonald's, because I won't give him shit.
Then you give him a spotted dick.
To go with his spotted dick.
Spotted balls.
Spotted balls. Anyway.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know if he got all the songs. I sent more, but I'll say. Let's see. I feel the sickness, the vision.
Yeah,
and why are you so jealous, honey? You want to do the sickness?
Yeah.
All right, let's do feel the sickness. I feel it every day.
I know.
I live in Los
Smoke
Angeles.
And feel the sickness.
All right. Feel the Sickness by Cleaver on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Woo! That was Feel the Sickness by Cleaver. We've got Cleaver is about to do an acoustic set for you. It's going to be Hear the Silence. It's one of their, it's an amazing song. Just wait till you guys hear it. We've got, like I said, we just had Feel the Sickness. So we're going to do an acoustic set with Cleaver. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do Why Are You So Jealous, Honey? So let me know whenever you're ready. Hell yeah, we're gonna do some Cleaver. Okay, there we go.
But the show and the whiskey was very amazing for us.
Oh, yes, the whiskey. Yes, let's talk about the whiskey show.
Poet of Mouth is one of my, oh my God, favorite so bands. Cool.
That was crazy.
So meet in person at Wes was very amazing. And Wes was very kindly with us, you know?
Yeah.
So was the perfect show for us. The people love our music, so we're very glad for play there.
Maybe we can get you to play with them again.
it will be.
I have a possible backing agent, so we and I have access to Puddle of Mud because I have a friend Nick from the Rainbow, who knows the lead singer Wes, and maybe if we can get them for a reasonable price, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, you know,
we can pay you, pay them. So I'm saying, so the bands get paid. We'll get
that'll
a backing
awesome.
Agent.
That'd be awesome.
We just gotta make sure we cram, we sell tickets like a wazoo, like sell. And then we'll be good.
We'll get it. Yeah.
And then maybe we can put some other really great bands on that bill too. We got to make sure the music all matches up, and you match up good with Puddle of Mud. So we just got to match the right bands.
That will be great.
Yeah. So maybe we can try this again. Fuck yeah.
We have to try it.
We need you to come back to America again.
You have any plans on coming back?
Yeah, we want to move here.
They want to move here.
Yeah.
These two,
I ain't
especially.
Mad at you, man.
Yeah. Now, this year we're gonna stay here.
What about Tiger? Does he want to move too, or does he want to stay there?
I think Tiger and Pablo are very excited to live here.
Oh, you think Pablo
to,
too?
We have to talk after the.
Once you get back the and say, yeah.
Also, since we're the older members of the band, we have previously. Chat about this, you know.
Right.
So we're privileged to talk about this. So we kind of are confirming here what we have previously talked with Carlos. Mm. So we're a little more advanced in getting that idea done. So
I think you guys could all live together, like if you rent a house or something. Yeah, like you could, you know.
That's
what I mean?
that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Just continue doing something like that. Yeah, get it for a reasonable price. The four of you all chip in on the rent, and you're good to go.
It's more cheap.
Yeah. I think it would be a good idea. Yeah.
If you move to the desert, it's cheaper.
No, but like outskirts of LA, like outskirts, not in LA, but like outskirts, you're gonna have cheaper rent and everything's gonna be, you know, a little nicer.
But
too,
you gotta get a car right away. And,
oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, car actually in LA, car's not that hard.
Think about this.
I know.
You don't have bad credit yet. You know what I'm saying? You move to LA. You set up some American credit. You're gonna be good to go.
I already have it, but back then. In home,
it doesn't count. See, it's a fresh, clean slate. You're good to go.
So yes,
you get yourself a car. You'll have a job right away. You'll get here, get jobs. Boom, you'll be good. Yeah, you'll be fine.
You got 750 bucks.
The next step.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
But start applying on Indeed, online, you're good to go. Start applying now to jobs.
Right.
Set your target date. All right, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, this song is called Hear the Silence.
We used to play. Now give me a kiss or I will just go away. Now give me the time to show you how I feel. Just take my hand, let's hear the silence. Be promised, stay or be better man. Don't go away. If you can stay, I will throw away all the hate. Take him down to the waiting room. Just don't turn off the lights, cause I am so afraid. I can hear your voice breathing, man. The way you're shaking, man. Say it. Give me the time to show you how I feel. Just take my hand, let's hear the silence. Be promised, say I'll be better man. Don't go away. If you can stay, I will throw away Ireland!
Oh, yeah!
Cool.
Hell yeah.
For an all-year rehearsal of that, it was great.
That was amazing. Yeah,
that was no rehearsal.
Fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I just, between me and Rod, we just videoed that whole performance right there.
That
and I just boom, I just
Life
put it out. I just boom, I put it out Facebook Live stuff. Cleaver is the right kind of disease to have.
Yeah,
indeed it is.
I want that disease forever.
I thought it was exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You already have a tattoo on your arm, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be 70 years old and still managing you.
Yeah.
We'll all be decrepit together.
I can bet.
We're all gonna be decrepit together, going, "Hey, I remember back in the day, Sonny."
When we were young.
When we were younger.
when everything is like a loaded gun.
Right? I know, right? God, that was great the other night. Oh my God. I knew like 90% of the songs.
I lost my voice after the show.
Me too. Yeah. I couldn't talk the next morning. I was like, "Hi, how are you? How's it going?" I went to McDonald's at 4 a.m. right after I got out of there. We went into work at 4 a.m., me and JJ.
Not me.
Wow. Yeah, we did. Next day. I took you to work.
That was Monday.
No, I'm talking about
Tuesday.
I'm talking about, oh, you weren't with me that night. Never mind. I took Chance, my son Chance.
You're talking about the whiskey.
A puddle of mud at the whiskey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Chance went with me to that one.
Oh, okay.
That was fucking phenomenal, though. That was a great show. All right, I got one more song.
I like the fact that you're going out into the audience, you know what I mean, and kind of mingle when y'all playing and stuff. That was really good. Yeah.
That was a great touch. They couldn't really. You can't. It's kind of hard to do that at fucking at the whiskey a go go.
Yeah, because you sit up so high.
I know. Jay Gordon from the band Orgy does it. He climbs down and gets in.
Every time he does his famous song,
he does Blue Monday. Right. Every time he does Blue Monday, that's his signature thing. He gets down in the crowd, puts the mic up, and people sing along.
Before we don't do that because we don't have wireless equipment for the guitar.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And people don't know your songs.
To do
yet.
A show like that, but in the Rainbow we have that. And so,
okay.
Once people know your songs, once people learn your songs, you know what I mean? You go out and do the same kind of thing, like have people participate and, like, you know, interact. It makes it more personal for them.
They like that.
Yeah. They love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll play one more song before we have to get out of here. Yeah, I want
to
make sure.
To the last point, it's very, very exciting to see the reaction of people. People were mesmerized with what we do.
Yeah.
You see, chanting and I won't say singing, but you know they're moving, they're getting it there somehow. So it's great.
They appreciate good music.
Yeah, I think
every single performance you have had on this tour thus far has been fucking incredible.
Yeah.
There were
people.
Certain nights that you sounded even better than other nights, but holy shit. Like, oh, no. I know nobody was fucking there, but still, the strip club show was fucking, you guys sounded fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry nobody was there, but you sounded fucking amazing. I don't know if it was acoustics in that goddamn place or what the fuck, but it was great. You were amazing at the whiskey. I thought you sounded really fucking good at the Rainbow on Rainbow Monday night. Great. That was fucking great.
Was my second time playing the Rainbow.
Yeah, exactly. The first time you were solo.
Yeah.
And then this time I got him on solo when he was here the last time.
Oh, okay.
Before he brought the whole band over.
Yeah.
So
remember?
That was
this past summer, a couple months ago.
And we were going to get him at the CIA that night, but I told him, I got him an opportunity to play at the Rainbow solo through Jamie Hodes, the drummer.
Yeah,
and she was nice enough to get him on and stuff, and that was a great experience for him. I told him I would rather you play the Rainbow and have more exposure and more people to see you
than
to come to the CIA.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's only 20 people, so I'm saying I would rather you be at the Rainbow.
Because that's like the hub of the music.
You happy. I don't give a fuck, dude.
That's the hub of music. The Rainbow, the Whiskey, the Viper. Right. That's like the hub of music.
But at that moment, I have to step back and be like, oh, wait, I'm his manager. So therefore, I have to make the best decision for him as his manager.
Right, right.
I don't give a fuck about my show. I need to make sure that he is my artist. plays.
Get as much exposure as possible.
Exactly. So that's more important to me than him playing the CIA that night. Dude, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. CIA was
I'm supposed to put your needs above mine, just like I would my children or my husband or something. I put their needs before my own because that's how it is. Of course. But I want to play Why Are You So Jealous, Honey?
Cool.
This is one of their big signature songs that everybody fucking loves. And I find myself singing along with every goddamn time.
Time to dance.
I mean, I sing along. I sing along with Here, right. You know, Hear the Silence also. I sing along with that one because I know the words now. I started listening to it more. So now we've played it enough times. I've heard it enough times. I can kind of sing along more.
Everybody
if you wake up the next morning still singing that song, guess
it's
what?
All
that's a three, fucking hit.
The next fucking day, three. I swear to God, every day, like two or three of their songs get stuck in my goddamn head. And then they're singing, and I'm singing them all day long. Cool. It's like, son of a bitch. It's not a bad thing by any means, I'm just saying.
It's a wonderful thing.
All right, so we're going to play Why Are You So Jealous, Honey? Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeart Radio, it's Cleaver!
Yeah! We'll be right back.
Fuck yeah.
Metal ending.
That was Why Are You So Jealous, Honey.
Yeah.
By Cleaver. All right. Well, it's time to wrap up the show and go. I'm so upset.
Tell where everybody can find you.
Yes, please. Tell everybody where they can find you. Website, your social media sites, all that.
Follow us on Facebook, Cleaver Official. And Instagram is Cleaver Band.
Cleaver Band.
We use a lot Cleaver Band in Instagram. You can make histories, and we're going to share your stories.
Awesome.
Cool.
And I think you're on Twitter as Cleaver Band also.
Cleaver Rock Band.
Cleaver Rock Band, yeah. Cleaver Rock Band on Twitter. Cleaver Band on Instagram. And you should, though. It's huge. A lot of people look at Twitter.
Right
a
now,
lot,
the,
including
the
Cheeto.
Instagram is connected with Facebook and Twitter, so you can.
Y'all should make a song called Orange Cheeto.
When you talk about when you talk about Cheeto, you talk about Trump?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Ah, okay.
Oh yeah.
What is how Abello? How is the name? The names were the use Abello.
Ah. Okay, there was a comedian in a show on this summer in Chile who did one joke related to Trump.
Okay.
He says his head was like pee.
Cabeza bichi.
And that was the slang to say. So it went so popular that like 1,000 Chileans start posting on Trump's Twitter.
Right.
That's fucking funny.
In another road, Kaiser PC which means, you know, pee head. He has to shut down the comments. Oh. It was great.
His head looks like a Florida orange.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time to go, unfortunately, but you can find Cleaver everywhere where music is sold. They're on Spotify.
You can find our album on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp,
SoundCloud, probably
SoundCloud too.
So you go everywhere. Just type in Cleaver, Cleaver, like a
machete.
Cleaver machete. Go on there and look them up. Cleaver Band. Do you guys have a website yet? If you don't, we should. We should get one going.
We have to. It's in construction.
Oh, all right. Goddamn it. We're going to get this. We're going to get. You send me the shit and I will fucking help you build it.
But we have a beautiful.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Be sure to come to Malone's.
Yes, Malone's.
Not Molly Malone's, just Malone's on Dyer Street.
604 Dyer Road.
Dyer Road in
Santa Ana,
California. Cool, to see these guys.
Yes, play.
Cleaver.
They play
You will be very impressed.
They play 820 to 855.
Yes.
So.
If you really like good music, y'all need to come down this Friday in Santa Ana.
I squeezed
Ana.
In an extra 5 minutes. I was trying really hard to find more time for you. I'm like looking around going, I know I can find 5 more fucking minutes here somewhere. I know I can find it. Anyway, I managed to squeeze another 5. So, hey, I did it. Okay, goddamn it. You got 5 more minutes than other fuckers did.
Cool.
So,
but if you want to see them longer, don't forget about Saturday.
Saturday the 16th.
We played over an hour.
You call it the new North End
the North
is what they're called. It's called now.
Parlor Room.
It used to be the Parlor Room in Hollywood on Yucca.
6048 Yucca Street.
1648 Yucca.
60 baby.
60
Yucca Street in Hollywood, California.
Yeah, go check them out. Fuck yeah. It's right out back. It's near the goddamn fucking 7-Eleven on Yucca.
Right behind
if you know Hollywood, go to the CVS and or 7-Eleven on Yucca out behind Hollywood Boulevard. You too can find the North End. No, it's back there. I know exactly where it is. I've been by there before. I was like, I know where that fucking place is. Rock on. All right, we're out of here for another week. Next week, who the fuck we got on the radio show?
Yeah, thank you for having us.
This has been Cleaver. Thank
no
you
problem.
So much
it's a
for being a
being
guest.
Coming.
Thank you for
it's
being here. Thank you for
here
everything
us.
That you guys do. Thank you for rocking.
Wish
out
you guys
and,
most success.
Fuck yeah. They're gonna
I
want to
see y'all
successful.
MTV Video Awards. I'm back.
Next
I know
week,
them motherfuckers.
Next week, we have Gravity Lane. Ooh. Another grunge-ish type band that you've seen at characters
I love it.
Nathan Young and Young Blood Productions. Okay.
They were great. It's a great band.
6th year anniversary. They are celebrating 6 years of being together. So come on out next Wednesday, November 20th, right here at LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. Listen to Gravity Lane. And then the next week after that, Blacklist 9, and then Band of Family. And then Rod Toledo.
All right.
Toledo.
Rod Toledo of K&M Productions LA. All right. We're out of here. Till next week.
The Toledo Show.
Peace out.
Thank you for joining
that's
us.
That's something we should work on. Carlos.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say. I'm really high right now.
Peace out. Till next week.
Yeah.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.